This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces have continued their assault on Ukraine, firing on suburbs around the capital of Kiev and other cities, even as the two countries held another round of diplomatic talks. The talks ended Monday without a breakthrough, but more negotiations are scheduled for Tuesday. The fighting is now in its third week. Thousands of soldiers and civilians have died, and the war has forced more than 2.8 million to flee Ukraine. Meanwhile, the White House is considering having U.S. President Joe Biden visit Europe amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
No decision's been made, but officials say the administration's weighing the possibility of having the president meet with European leaders face-to-face. One official says the White House is considering a stop at NATO's Brussels headquarters. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin's heading there this week to speak with fellow alliance defense ministers, which follows an extraordinary meeting of NATO nation foreign ministers earlier this month. Vice President Harris was in Poland and Romania last week, partly to reassure them and other Eastern flank nations about U.S. commitments to their protection. Sagar Magani at the White House.
An anti-war protester interrupted the main news program on Russia's state TV Channel 1 on Monday, holding up a sign behind the studio presenter with slogans denouncing the war in Ukraine.
Российский премьер подчеркнул, надо усилить сотрудничество в рамках союзного государства, а на совещании в правительстве обсуждали, как сохранить доступность.
She had a sign in English and Russian that read, "No war, stop the war, don't believe the propaganda, they are lying to you here." Channel 1 said it was undertaking an internal review.